Hi, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm being charged $56.95 for something I never ordered in the first place. I just seen it on my phone while I was paying for some food, and I thought, I never ordered this.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
69162.
Your first and last name?
I'm sorry, what?
Your name?
Susan Ward.
And your address is Ward?
717 Linden Street, Sydney, Nebraska.
Give me 1 second. Okay, so it looks like on February the 17th, it looks like you placed the order. You actually completed the survey. That could have been with Costco or Amazon to have the tactical bag mailed out to you.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, you don't recall completing the survey to have that mailed out?
No.
The charge that was
and I surely wouldn't have paid
$56.95
for it.
It was $11.94 when you first submitted the order.
I didn't order a bag.
Okay. Does someone at your household have placed the order?
I'm pretty sure they all have their own phone.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll go ahead and start an investigation on the account. We do take credit card fraud very serious, so what we'll do is contact your local police department and provide them the IP address where the order was created from. And then once they do their investigation, we'll notify you back.
So I'm not getting my money back regardless of what anybody says, right? I know I didn't order the crap.
We'll do a refund for you, and once the investigation has been completed, us and the police department will notify you back. The refund will be temporarily credited back within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything
else
to
you? All right, but I know I didn't order it. That's all. Why would Costco send me a bag for whatever and then charge me $56 for it?
You completed the survey with Costco.
Well, I didn't read anything that said you were sending you a bag for $56.95. Didn't know anything about it. So, I didn't do it.
Is there anything else for you?
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care.